you know how the universe works, you won't like it as much.
I think that's true.
God.
Why don't you introduce?
Yeah, welcome to the Nice Press Podcast. episode... Matt?
Sam, I thought this was episode 50,
69. 420. I don't know.
See, there's those two.
One day, it'll be those two.
We fell off a little bit on our game. Episode, you said you thought it was 50?
Yeah, but then Denise said
that
there's
like...
You're
counting all the episodes you haven't heard? I think there's 49 I haven't
okay,
listened to.
Okay, look. I listened to the podcast.
All right, my name is Enoch. This is the Nice Price Podcast. I'm here, as usual, with Matt Fone.
Back in Dabby Road, baby.
Back at it.
Where it all began.
We're going to
introduce begin here?
A newer, I guess we'll say a cast member. He's the Baba Booey of the Nice Price Podcast. Luke Buchanan. For the listeners, if being a Baba Booey is a bad thing, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
we've
known
a lot of
things
you don't know.
That's what's good about it.
I mostly just know it from like Dennis on 30 Rock yelling it out.
Yeah, I knew it as a thing that you yelled out. I didn't know it was a person for up until like Matt told me that. Like I feel like not that long ago, he explained that it was a person.
I thought it was a job title. Yeah, or a job title.
Baba Booey Stern rules.
Baba Booey.
Never listen to Howard Stern. Don't want to. Heard he's crass.
I don't understand what Howard Stern even really was, even though I like lived through it.
Shock, rock radio.
What was it?
I understand what it was.
Yeah, I mean, like, shit posting didn't exist. So, like, it was all the stuff that everyone filters down into the internet in these tiny little wormholes, just a populist version of that for the radio, I guess.
But sometimes he would...
ask him if he ever had sex with a famous person. Ask him that, Howard. And then he would ask him that, and his fans would rejoice.
Well, there was a lot of that. Mostly that, I would even say. But he did kind of, like, get people to have... sort of salacious tell-all kind of interviews pre-podcasting, like things that people now do on podcasts, like, oh, did you hear that episode of so-and-so?
Oh, yeah, so-and-so confessed.
The guest, like, really said some shit that he's never, like, said before.
He ran over a homeless person.
He was good at getting that out of people, so it made for...
and then Pete Holmes dragged it out of him.
It made for captivating radio, and then he would just, like... And then, yeah.
So Matt's a stand for Howard Stern.
More of a Baba Booey guy.
Oh...
More of a Beetlejuice guy.
Shout out to Beetlejuice, man. Poor guy. I think we talked about him on the last episode.
The one that's
wild.
It's not out yet.
Not out yet. Well, to the listeners, it's out.
I don't even.
If you're hearing this now, you've already heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
In theory. So, how is time?
That's, yeah.
And we already went
who
over
are
what
we
is
talking
sound.
To right now?
We hashed out like... sound. Listen, now
we've answered what sound is. There's some brief discussion of the universe as a whole.
Microphones.
Oh, and we should introduce our special guest. Conchi is here.
What's up?
What's up?
Conchi, what are your thoughts about the podcast so far?
Well,
this one or in general?
I want to know.
Well, my thoughts on the podcast. First of all, I think I'm maybe the worst podcast guest to be on because
so far you're already doing pretty good, actually. Which either says something good about you or bad about all of our other guests. Shout off to Walt.
Walt, yeah. Miss him.
oh, hang on. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Damn, I give him a shout out. You killed him.
Well, I like this format. I've never been on a podcast before. And I feel like normally when I'm having a conversation with three men, my voice is kind of quiet. But I can get really close to this microphone now so y'all can still hear me in your headphones.
Oh, yeah. I hear you great.
Yeah. So I like that conversation still.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And.
It's also fun to have a conversation when everyone's kind of facing in different directions.
Yeah, I've been staring at
Enoch
this
and I are basically
one
napping.
Screw and washer right here in the ceiling. I've been staring at that like it's going to tell me something soon.
Like what sound is.
What is sound?
The lighting's really nice, too. I didn't know that y'all... It's like...
Vibe lights.
It's vibe lights in here.
Yeah, welcome to Dabby Road Studios.
There might be a little something else creating the vibe, too. You know what I'm saying?
Weird. Oh, ganj. Yeah.
Reefer.
Matt's a Chiba Hawk. you asked earlier who is this for or who is listening, I think it was.
Yeah.
The answer is more than you'd think, less than you'd want is our listenership. who they are, I don't totally know. I hear some things, some people talk to me about it every now and again. I know we have a couple of international listeners. I haven't pinned them down yet.
Really?
I'm really bad at looking at the stats, out of sight, out of mind on that. So for all I know, we're like hot shit and we're doing really well.
Spoiler alert. I don't think that's the case.
Spoiler alert. Matt doesn't know what spoiler alerts are. Because you said spoiler alert and then just sort of expressed your opinion about something.
No, here's the answer to that. I don't think that's the case.
You don't know.
He spoiled it.
Well,
for
I guess
you.
I don't know. Neither, yeah.
That's what a spoiler
is. He was spoiling it for when you eventually figure out how to check.
Spoiler, so and so died. Spoiler alert. I don't like this movie very much.
I bet I do. I bet I do know. I bet that is the answer. That's it.
Anyhow.
Anyhoozle.
Conchi, you work at Nice Price now.
I do.
I've been working.
Matt got
working at Nice Price for a year now.
Which no offense, blew my mind.
Yeah.
When you said that the other day out loud, I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm really experiencing that like whole year slip away thing as you get older phenomenon that's going on. I'm like, this is like wild. I'll like, you know, have like a dentist appointment and I'm like, all right, go to the dentist every 6 months because I got my fucked up gums and shit. But like, I'll just like go through and then it's like, a year and a half later and they'll call like, hey, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm scheduling that soon. Like it's been a year and a half. Like,
well, I saw a dude the other day and this I thought was terrifying. Other people have said they liked the idea. He printed out, he did like his life expectancy printed out a little square for every week of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of each week, he just marks off a block and it's like, there's pages until he dies at 90.
Oh, it's like a book.
Yeah, he has it in his office.
I was picturing it like all across like the wall of his bedroom, every incident.
like pure psycho style. Cool. And he's like, this could be the last one every time. It was like really bizarre. It was like all these tiny little check boxes, and just as his life, each week of his life, just sort of counting down until he died. And some people are like, oh, that's a good way to keep perspective and make sure you're like doing things with your life and not letting things slip away and forget. And then other people are like, I don't know, it feels like you're kind of just waiting to die.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But like your life expectancy, where do you get that from? Like,
he
does
just did
is
like
this
the math
accurate?
It's like the average like male of like body type and from this country lives to be 77.
I thought you meant like the Facebook quiz, like what's your how old
are
you gonna live to?
Yeah, you are Gryffindor. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
I believe I was Hufflepuff actually.
Slytherin.
Same.
Damn.
Shout out to Snape.
What?
I've never seen or read any of that, by the way.
That's so
I
wait, have y'all?
I have two children who are very big fans. So
okay,
I have
they're
lived
still
the heavy
them,
life. Of
you went there. You went to the
I went to Hogwarts, man. Signed myself up. No, we went to Universal Studio. Yeah, we went to the like Harry Potter world, which is dope.
Yeah, that shit was.
And
cool.
They just opened a new ride. We're gonna have to go back in a little while, I think.
I
don't think
like
we can do this. You have to go next year.
I'm going to feel like your look would be good at Harry Potter Land. You probably got a lot of kids running up to you.
Mm.
You should have wore like a cloak.
Yeah, it's me, Hagrid. Should have worn a cloak.
Or whatever.
First time
I've
ever
worn
a cloak.
If I had a nickel for every time I said that.
Spoiler: never worn a cloak before. what constitutes?
Feel like
a
I
cloak?
Knew you.
It what separates the cloak and
hood,
the cape?
A hood.
Oh, the hood. That makes perfect sense.
I read all
the
Harry Potter books.
To the cloak?
And, yeah, definitely. A sleeveless cloak? I don't think so.
No, or is it just a wrap?
Oh, yeah.
It's more of like a robe vibe.
I think it has to have sleeves.
I feel like Conchi's going to know the most about this.
I'm just thinking about how transphobic J.K. Rowling is right now, actually.
Ooh.
I just got really lost in that.
And this is the thing I don't know about. From the books or from her as a person?
From her as a person. But
did she say some dumb shit in an interview or something?
Oh, yeah. She's
always on Twitter.
She's always on, like, yeah, just, like, Twitter, like, following all these, like, turf people. And then also, like,
turf
how she was,
people.
Like...
What the hell does that mean? People made of turf?
Nah.
turf
is trans exclusionary radical feminist.
ERF,
like
not URF.
Like, the turf.
Trans exclusionary...
It's
radical
like
feminist. So they, so they're saying like they're so they're feminists, but they're like hardline two genders.
On surface level, it might seem like they're fighting the good fight, but then if you dig a little deeper, they're like not as cool down as you think they are.
Yeah, they're like they don't like acknowledge like trans women as being actual women, and are just like trans exclusionary like women vagina like equating all
that
kind of stuff.
Luke. This is a family podcast. I'm just kidding. All right, so
anyways,
so she is a this is a, her thought She agrees with this.
But just like she's like always like tweeting stuff and like following those kinds of people and like says, I don't know, there's like other like interview stuff and things like that, but I don't know that much about it. But then she like tweeted the stuff about like Dumbledore being gay like a couple years ago too, so it's just funny.
I didn't know that.
You hear that? Fuck J.K. Rowling.
You heard it here first.
Wait, why is it bad that Dumbledore is gay?
It's not bad Dumbledore's gay. I just think it's like funny to announce that like years after these books are published, right when like queer like it's just like everyone's like corporation's thing.
I mean,
wait, who's Dumbledore?
Which one's Dumbledore?
He's the teacher. He's like the main dude. The main teacher.
Which one of y'all is Dumbledore?
I'm sort of. I know that is funny, but I really don't know who he is. Like, I've never seen him.
He's Yoda.
Like, yeah, he's the Gandalf type character.
Gotcha. I've heard of him.
I thought it was the same actor that played Gandalf for a long time too.
Gandalf.
But it's not.
I don't know what
Gandalf. I know.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
Oh Gandalf.
See Gandalf. I don't know. Wait, which one's Gandalf?
Gandalf's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, he's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
You really don't know Gandalf.
No, I saw. There's a lot of books in there. I haven't read all of them. I definitely saw the first movie, for sure.
Harry Potter and the
the first
Philosopher's
Lord of the Rings. I actually haven't seen the last Harry Potter movie. I've read all the books.
The last 0.2 or the last. One,
yeah, I haven't
the
seen
last
the last half.
2.1 and
part
2.
2.2. Of, and I know
they're
kind of
scary.
Is it the same actor?
No, I thought it was for a long time.
Ian McKellen?
Yeah, but just because I mean, they both have like beards.
Oh wait, doesn't he play?
There were
He's
two
Magneto.
Dumbledores though. There was
oh,
a Dumbledore
okay.
that,
got confused.
That passed away after the
Chamber. Spoiler alert, dude.
No, like the actor passed away.
That's what it was, because when he died, I was.
I really
want to
throw these blueberries.
They made a new Harry Potter movie, and you were like, "What the hell?
Why does you want to do what with the blueberries?"
It's just like.
Conchie's eating some, as Matt called them, fatty blues. I like blueberries.
These blueberries are blessed. Y'all want some?
Okay.
It's blueberry season right now. They're everywhere.
Okay, I'm going to try.
You shake the trees, literally, and blueberries fall out.
Closer than I thought it was going to be.
We're doing that game. What do you call this game? The thing where you throw food and the person catches it in their mouth?
That's exactly what you call it.
Yeah,
it's kind of shortened.
Yeah.
Bloob toss.
We got turf, but we don't have a name for this game. Seems crazy.
My brother and me used to play this game where we try to throw a rock into like this open pipe that stuck out of the ground, and we called that rock pipe.
What hellhole were you living in where all you could do is, well, all we got is rock pipe.
I mean, at least we had that.
No basketball, no baseball,
was,
no football, no TV.
No, it was more so
play rock pipe.
It was more so like sitting on the back deck. Drinking beers and trying to toss rocks in
Hell
his pipe.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
That
Wait,
like a nice
I was picturing y'all as like 12 years old.
Same. I was
we were.
Like
we were
12
years
like
old.
Barefoot in the driveway. Yeah,
cold beers.
Aim that Mick Ultra.
That was another one.
Crushing beers.
That was another one in my house.
You
was like
two hands
down.
To hold the beer can.
You want to play rock pipe? Yeah, sure. Hand me another
rock pipe fucking rules.
Oh, man. You're new to the neighborhood? Around here, we play rock pipe.
Baseball, basketball. That's for squares.
We sit down and play rock pipe.
Until we're out of rocks. All
right.
Because they're all in the pipe.
How big is this pipe, circumference?
It's probably like, you know, probably about 2 inches. But we were like, you know.
That would be the diameter then, I believe, correct?
Yeah. Circumference, I guess that would be times 3.14 or something. Mm.
I think you're confused.
We're going with a little bit smaller than a tennis ball?
Yeah.
All right.
And the rocks were like your standard gravel
just
driveway.
Just standard pebble.
Yeah. Gravel driveway SAS rocks.
Now that we've covered all the bases of, what is it called? Rock ball?
What
rock
was the
pipe.
Scoring?
It's easy to remember.
You got one in, you got a point?
Yeah. Rock pipe.
You played a 10? What'd you play to?
So you get tired of it, I guess.
It's just an endurance game.
But I think that, yeah.
Till you run out of rocks.
Yeah.
But throwing blueberries into Matt's mouth is basically the same
you
game.
Try another one?
Yeah.
That
first one was
really
a little
bad.
That wasn't as good.
It's because they were watching.
All right. So, Concha, you work at Nice Price.
Mm-hmm.
You, as you mentioned earlier, you are a Girls Rock volunteer. Do you have a title?
Yep.
Do you have a cool title?
I am a camp director. I am camp director week number 4.
That sounds pretty
cool
to have
number 4
to be director. Is that your favorite week?
You know, honestly, I love all of the weeks equally because I love all the campers equally.
Hmm.
But it's in Durham.
Answer.
But then the next one's in.
I respect
They're
that.
They're not listening.
Spot
you can
it,
sound
yeah.
off.
Now we got
Shout off to someone. Shout off to this 11-year-old.
But yeah, I do that. So that's coming up soon. Should be fun. Girls Rock is sick.
What is your favorite part of? What's your favorite activity? Like you see it on the schedule, you're like, oh, sick.
Some of the workshops just get like really deep sometimes, so I'm excited for that. They'll just like be like, I don't know. By the end of the week, I feel like everybody's like really opened up to each other, and they can be like really like emotional and
like
it's
writing
like,
songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Learning what sound is.
What sound? After we learn like about those vibrations and stuff.
I didn't know it got
well,
that
just like
that heavy.
But then also we do like a bunch of electronic music workshops this year. So and like last year, so that was really cool. Like we have those like. Those little bit synth kits that we like, they can like build a synth out of these little things. Yeah, those are like, I learned how to build a synth, so.
That's cool. What would you say is your like, what's your expertise? What's the thing that you're like, this is the thing I do best?
I think I'm pretty good at just like talking to young people, just like, they're just like humans like our age and just like
you know their jargon
or just like
walks in turns the hat around backwards spins the chair around
let me holler at you
what's up, y'all?
Young
I'm
blood.
Not like these usual teachers
these old squares
oh these stubs out a cigarette like she's just smoking it
no I will not smoke around
oh sorry this thing yeah it's my iPhone
all right
let me tell you something about the founding fathers
yeah dudes all right so
they all
guys ever heard of rock pipe
So I like to just like get on youth and just talk to them about like, I don't know, just like real stuff that's like going on in the world and not like, but like no, not to talk about like traumatizing stuff or things like that, but just like on a way that they're like, they can understand these things and like they need to know a lot of this stuff and like about themselves and like who they can be and like stuff.
That sounds tight. All right. Well, so we've got, we're at the Nice Price Podcast. We talk about records a lot, obviously.
Exclusively.
And we've got our new format for this season.
I think we said 2.5 last time.
2.5.
Because we started 2 and then...
a hard restart. Started season 2. We were really like coming in scalding hot. And then we didn't make an episode for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then now we got our Baba Booey. We're going to get back on track. So the new format, though, is we do one record instead of like before. And usually the guest brings that record. And Conchi, what record did you choose for this week?
So I picked Igor by Tyler the Creator. I don't really listen to a ton of new stuff that comes out, like pressed and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I listened to this a lot when it came out, and I don't know. I think it's just like interesting to talk about, just because like Tyler's like been around for so long, like doing so much stuff, and has had a very like. Controversial history and like
for
things
sure.
So
what recent was that album
that came out mid-May
okay
so
the vinyl I
right
think is
now.
Sooner rather than later but
oh yeah
the digital was they always do it not always often particularly with like hip-hop and electronic stuff and pop stuff they just put it out right away on Spotify while it's still fresh and then deal with the record aspect later
what drew you as someone who admittedly doesn't listen to a lot of new things coming out. What drew you to this one in particular?
I don't know. I think it's just like the time, maybe like, just like a minute when I would just be like driving around, like listening to it a lot, and like the summer. It's like a really good like summer album, I guess. So,
what was there? Was it suggested to you, or you saw a track or a video, or what was the? Like, did
you
listen
to
the last one?
Oh, yeah. And also when it came out, I was just, like, with a bunch of people. Cause it came out at, like, midnight. I was, like, in Richmond. I was recording a music video. quote-unquote music video.
Well, I mean, what is music? Yeah.
What is video?
Yeah. Wait, what music video was it?
It's a music video for a song that has yet to come out and also yet to be started on.
Or to be started on.
Yeah.
That's a rarity. So hang on. We're going to put a pin in this Igor situation. We've got a video in the can. No music for the video.
Okay,
yet.
The thing is, so I feel like a lot of people when it comes to like art and like music art and shit, like it's like the music first and like you can't be like a musician and like do like the art first for it. You have to like put like the music first, but then you can also just like be like like, I don't really feel like I'm like a visual artist. Like, I feel like the music's more important to me, but like I am like a part of what I do is like visual art and stuff. So,
and like you want to have the aesthetic be,
or like I can feel like the music, yeah, being like dictated from like what was like recorded and stuff more than like the other way around.
I think it could work both ways. I mean, if you got a cool video, then you use that to generate the music from.
Yeah, yeah. So
not every video has to like link up with the lyrics or the set or like the music that's happening. It could just be what you think is a,
yeah, for sure. I guess to me, it's like
meaningful visual piece of art.
It's,
you can put whatever you want over it.
Mainly like that I understand 100%. It was just more like, hey, look, I need to film this music video. Usually I feel like that's usually with the music already like either in mind or recorded. And so you're like, you are like with the, like, it's, I just feel like, I don't think I'm crazy suggesting the most.
Yeah, I guess
make the music first.
I guess it would just be at that point.
But
it's just
most
called
people
a video.
Usually do that. And
well, why? So like the way that I, like when I make music, like, it's just like on my computer, like I don't really like. So then if I like have like a video that I shot, like what if I like made
so
a soundtrack to that
video?
Yeah, but then like that's like the song, you know.
Yeah, that I get up for sure.
What's the difference? That's the same thing.
No, I think I in my head I was thinking of like a more traditional music video. And
what's
so
what's the difference of, like what's the difference with a traditional music video then?
Where you like you are matching the video to the song. As opposed to the way, like...
Where, like, they're singing about legs, and then, like, ZZ Top rolls up.
Oh, yeah, precisely. And y'all... Okay, y'all's music video's got... y'all's music's got lyrics in it, is the difference, I think, here.
Well, I don't make music, Matt. You're not a lyricist, but you make music.
Listening to.
Most of which has
thinking
lyrics,
about,
yes.
Listening to.
Most of which. Do the Dimwitties have any videos?
Sort of. We have a couple of live things that Dan Schramm shot in Neptunes one time. They're not. They were for like an indie week piece for 420. They weren't like, we weren't like, let's make a music video, let's hire someone to do it. But we have
gotcha.
A couple of professionally shot things that could act as music videos if we ever needed to present something.
So back to Igor. I one time, that's the, my name has been mispronounced a lot in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And
remind everyone what your name is again.
It's Enoch. I answered to
it's
Enoch,
Igor.
Which is also fine. But one time someone called me Igor. And it was mad embarrassing. And they, and what happened is they, it was.
But they weren't like looking at a sheet of paper with your name on it.
No, that would be like just an actual like moron. Says Igor here. Nah, the person was like
clear as day.
Yeah, Enoch Igor. The person didn't. They had like just met me, kind of.
They had heard it, maybe.
And were like trying to quickly say my name, like Igor, and like
yes,
and like the whole room just like. Bussing up like,
oh man, I wish I was
so
I wish I would have been there.
Stupid ones. My teacher used to call me Konnichiwa. Like do you not like used to just like one just like one
song.
Time just like offshoot was just like snap Konnichiwa. I was like, bitch, what?
Whoa, that's crazy.
My social studies teacher.
What school is this?
That was like I don't even remember. Middles
elementary. Middle school did you go to?
What middle school did I go to? I went to Westlake Middle School.
Okay.
Shout out Westlake.
Shout off
shout
to Westlake.
Off.
Shout off Westlake.
Shout off to Westlake.
But then I went to Athens.
Hear that, Westlake?
Yeah. Shout out Athens.
Shout out to Athens, okay.
Athens is chill.
When I have new students, I always just ask them to tell me what their name is, and then I like write down what it sounds like and compare it to, because then they have them like written out for me.
Okay.
I'm like, oh yeah.
You write it in a way
Igor.
That you will remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah. My name's Enoch, and I would write like Igor.
Got it exactly. Igor. That one stinks.
Okay, so
Concha got an email the other day that they spelled her name very funny too. And I will say, in the person's defense, they said, "I hope I spelled that right." but they spelled it Conchi.
I get that one a lot. Y'all should actually, for this podcast, like the thing about my name is it's spelled Kaanch. I'm not even gonna say it.
I think the listener can figure out the last couple.
No, honestly, they can't.
Oh, you know
the
what?
Last
right.
couple.
Actually, I take that back. Sorry.
The last couple is the like. I'm like the only one that spells it that way. So if you search just like my first name, it's like really easy to like find me everywhere. It's like everything that comes up is me. So
right.
In the description,
we can give you a fake name. We give Matt a fake name.
Yeah.
We call it,
yeah.
That's Matt Phone.
Yeah.
Not his real name,
and it really throws everyone off. They don't know who he is. That's why he can roll around town anonymous, even this hot shit podcast. But we usually do just rhyme it.
Phone is a tight last name, though.
Yeah. You don't remember
yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, nouns are like weird it. Last. Like Daryl Strawberry. Like, whoa. That's a crazy last name.
Yeah, it does take Igor longer Blueberry. To say it with this than with the pho. Like, mafo just like is like a one breath. Mafone.
Well, my actual name is like that, too. It's a name that it's just two syllables that people Matthew always say.
Phone.
People never just say Matt. They always say Matt. When referring to me, I'm told I have one
hope,
of those names.
I hope it takes over and more people call you phone than anything else.
I mean, there are worse things
then
we call.
All we need to do is, once we get, I just want to get to junk mail level. We can get a piece of junk mail that's addressed to Matt Phone. That would be safe. Well, I got a credit card from Matt Phone here.
Shout out to the fans. So
that would be interesting to see, like, where those people are getting their, like, information from.
This pod, baby.
Yeah, they'd be stealing it off of. As long as they're subscribed. That's fine with me.
This thing behind me is
five stars.
This thing behind me is creating a very like perfect water drop sound. Like if you were looking a sound bite section of a computer, boop.
Like it sounds like exactly like that
yeah. in a cartoon.
For listeners, Debbie Road, it's a sort of a sound piece we're working on. It is not an incredibly leaky AC machine. It is actually
we're in a submarine.
An intentional. It's like an echo chamber. It's like a reverb chamber, but it makes a perfect water droplet sound in a huge bucket.
It's the soundtrack for the podcast.
And for the listener, our AC remote has not been lost, and it is not stuck on Celsius. That's also not something that
we
is
still have
rumors are not
very
true.
Infuriating.
Okay,
so chilling here. It says 22.
Back to names and things.
So what's my name?
That's
not where I was going. Not where I was going. Oh.
Where were you going?
I was going to ask, do you have any idea why he called the record Igor?
Oh, honestly, I don't.
Is it like a persona?
So, I mean, the record has like a persona, characters yeah. in it, kind of.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if.
But I also feel like he's one of those.
I don't know the story of Igor.
The first track is called Igor's Theme or something like that.
What is Igor's?
Igor came from Frankenstein, but not from the book.
Franklinstein.
they made it up for the first movie, I think. Or maybe the second one. It'd be Bride of
Frankenstein. Is he the doctor? No, the doctor is Frankenstein. Yeah, Igor is the monster.
Yeah.
Or no, Igor is like this, like a kind of a hunchback
like,
looking
yeah.
sidekick.
He's like the Baba Booey of Castle Frankenstein.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, okay, gotcha. So he's like a Bizarro Alfred.
He looks like I think of Quasimodo. When I see the name Igor, even though it's a different character in a whole different book.
And then
in
Young
I
Frankenstein.
I picture a guy who looks kind of like Quasimodo.
Yeah. There's Igor in Young Frankenstein.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, I wonder if that relates to the character. Because if I'm recalling, Tyler's, I don't know if it's Tyler necessarily, but his character and then a sort of mostly unheard from love interest. And then there's a Jared Carmichael, the comedian, who's from North Carolina, by the way.
Yeah.
I think is the narrator.
From Winston-Salem, I think.
Yeah. Is the narrator. And then there's like this different voices throughout different. I was surprised at how many people singing and rapping and talking weren't Tyler on this record.
Yeah.
I kept waiting thinking, I wonder if he's going to be on this record.
Yeah, it's got a lot going on.
Well, also I was like, is there ever going to be any rapping?
Like, not a rap record.
It takes, there are some tracks that have.
There's a couple of verses, but.
There's just as much, if not more, that aren't rap songs.
For sure. I was surprised. There was a couple things that surprised me, mostly in a good way. The only thing that surprised me in kind of a bad way is my major criticism. I was surprised that he made this choice is the record crackle on a couple of the tracks where he had the crackle of a vinyl record spinning. I was really surprised that that was a production decision he had made of like, oh, let's put that layer.
Seems kind
of
hacky.
Yeah, to me that's like a hacky thing that like, or you do it in the first 10 seconds before you're like, Luke made this beat. Like, what's that? Like, your signature comes on, and then the actual track starts. I was like blown away that it had that throughout the song. And then I was trying to figure out maybe I was like overthinking that because there are characters and shit. And I was like,
what happens when you listen to it?
Setting thing.
Is that just like one song, or was it like?
I think it's on tracks. Maybe when track one and two blend, it's on track two, I think. Uh-huh. And then maybe it blends from track one also.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. I wasn't paying close attention to like what song is what. It was kind of flowing together in one piece when I was listening to it.
I feel like they had the sound effects machine hooked up too.
There's one song that just straight up has like a blip, like in the, like out of nowhere on the song, and it's rhythmic. It's in the beat, like it's not like totally jarring, but it happens once. It's not repeated, and it's in the middle of a song. If you didn't know any better, it sounds like maybe a CD he was burning to his computer, like alerted him, like was like, "Hey, this is done." Blip. And then like the song, he's like, "Oh shit!" And then he's like, left it in almost.
There are a couple of tracks, especially like Earthquake, I think it's called.
Yes, that is track two. That's the single, I think.
I wonder, I found myself wondering if, like, I wonder if this was what he had in mind as, like, the first take, or, like, I got an idea for a song, or if it was just, like, there was this music playing in the studio, and he was kind of just singing this goofy thing, almost, like, poking fun at a song that sounds like that, because it's, like, poorly sung in a way.
Not in a way.
Like, it almost sounds like a goof.
Yeah,
and then but it then ends up after you listen to it for 3 or 4 minutes, you're into the hook of the song. But it's like, I wonder if he like set out to make the song, or he just was fucking off one day and ended up being like, you know what, I kind of liked that. Save.
I have good news for you. I can answer that question. He wrote that song for Justin Bieber, who said no thank you, and he sent it. I believe.
I can't say I blame him.
Also, maybe to paper Taylor doesn't. Swift or no Ariana Grande. I think it's Ariana Grande. He sent it to another huge pop star. They also said no thank you. And then he kept it for himself.
Just like the beat or the
whole. I would honestly wouldn't be surprised if the vocals were reference vocals. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, here's where this is kind of how the hook would go.
And then
obviously,
kept
you
it.
Sing it. And mm-hmm. then he's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm already done. It sounds cool. I sound cool. It's sort of a. I mean, Kanye's on this record, but some of it reminds me of Kanye in the way that. He seems to value like the performance or the like kind of character of who's singing something over like nailing the like specific.
Right.
Not all these people, like there are people singing certainly not as good as they could. Not good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Where it's like.
There's a lot of like, at least that one song with like a lot of kids singing on it too.
Oh yeah, there's children throughout. Do we know who mm-hmm. they are?
I don't know who the kids are.
Probably just kids from the neighborhood.
I didn't know
like,
if, like...
get in here.
Oh, I could also believe, like, LA. He has their whole thing. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that, like, oh, yeah, they have, like, a youth music program that he, mm-hmm. like...
But it also makes me... When you hear, like, a kid singing, they're, like, kind of, like, not too sure of themselves. But then, when that other song comes on, it kind of sounds like that, too. So there's kind of that whole vibe of, like, you know, kind of, like, just straight-to-tape, like, kind of, like, honest... takes.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering if because there are like characters, I don't know if you know this, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
But like because there are characters and stuff, was that the idea behind some of the vocal approach? Is like, no, this dude's like sing. It's almost like it's the character in a musical singing.
Yeah.
Like we're not getting the best singer to sing it. We're getting this person to sing it because they are this person in this story.
Yeah,
I think that sounds more like it.
Huh.
Yeah, I like that. It's just like, yeah, like what they're saying, like. Just sung however in just like the first take kind of like
first thought
just
best
like
thought.
Really like raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the idea that maybe they had like a deadline and they were kinda like, all right, we got that one in the can.
Well it's funny, I did some brief research and I found out that the way this record became known is that in like a financial reporting for like whatever major label he's on, they had put like in their quarterly report to like, oh, and we're expecting a new Tyler album in the first half of 2019 and there were some people like, we are? And he's like, oh, I guess we're going to finish this record.
Get some kids in here.
Yeah.
Because he had like, just did that Grinch soundtrack too. Like,
yeah, I have not heard that. Have you?
I listened to some of the songs. The songs are good. I really like the cover of the like the classic Grinch song. What's it? It's like, I wouldn't touch you with
you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, that
mean
one.
Mr. Grinch.
Mr. Grinch.
I haven't. Is that for? I didn't see the new one. Did you? The new one?
I didn't see it. No, but it looks cute. It's like all the like 3D
I did not
characters.
See it. But the original one is like one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Wait, movies. The animated or the Jim Carrey joint?
The original. The animated.
I think the Jim Carrey is the original.
I was picturing the Jim Carrey as the original.
It's a documentary,
also.
Right? yeah.
The guy that
wait, you picture the Jim Carrey one when you think of the Grinch?
When you just said the original one, when Matt said the original one, that's the one I was
that's tight.
Picturing.
I mean, that's it blew my like.
I've never seen the animated that first one.
It's pretty tight.
I watched it a lot as a kid.
Yeah, it's solid. Yeah.
It's got Boris Karloff does the narration for it.
Who is Boris Karloff?
He's Frankenstein, dude.
He is
Franklinstein, as you may know.
Pizza here for Franklinstein.
I guess he's, no, technically he's the monster.
His assistant Enoch? Nope, Igor? I haven't seen it. I mean, I'm familiar with the tale with Frankenstein.
It's a good movie, man.
He goes mad with power, correct?
Something like that.
Well, why is he making the monster?
I think it's just like to see if he can do it.
Oh. Who is it? Like, who was it? Was it a dead guy?
It's like a bunch of dead guys.
Well, that's why. That's why when you like build a guitar, you call it like Frankenstein. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, but awesome. I didn't know. Like, did he kill the person and was trying to bring him back to life, or did he just find a dead guy, or was it like?
Man, I don't really remember, but I'm pretty sure that he just decides he wants to do this because he's like crazy. And in the book, the book and the movie are like totally different. In the book, he's like creating life, and it's like this whole kind of like vibe and. The Frankenstein monster can, like, read, and he's, like, reciting poetry and stuff. But in the movie, he's just kind of like a Hulk smash kind of.
Yeah, I guess I was trying to figure out if he was altruistic and, like, oh, my God, I need to save this person's life. But they don't have, you know, a torso. But, like, this guy's definitely dead, and I'll take his good torso and put it on this guy's save this guy's life. Or if he's like, you know, let me see if I can make somebody out of spare parts.
Or I think that's more of the vibe.
Okay.
Like, for my next experiment, because I'm a mad scientist, I want to see if I can build something out of nothing.
Yeah, totally.
Like a life.
You think that he self-identifies as a mad scientist?
I just read this book called Wasteland about World War I and its influence on, like, the creation of the horror genre. And Frankenstein was kind of like the culmination of all that with, like, basically, like, so many people died that it gave people became much more familiar with like severed body parts and corpses and things. And
good
so
Lord.
Frankenstein, when they finally like unveiled the monster in the movie, like everybody just got super freaked out.
What
now you look at it, it's kind of like, you know, it's become
like give me some CGI, dude. Like forget this. The question I think the listener is certainly thinking, what did he do about its wiener? Like, whose was it? Did he leave it on?
Yeah, I don't know.
Give him a new one?
Maybe he switched them with his.
I don't think any of our listeners were thinking of that.
I'm positive. But every single one of them was like, I wonder about its wiener.
But you're afraid to ask.
Yeah, every question you're afraid to ask about Frankenstein. Yeah. Or all the answers you want to know about Frankenstein.
That's our spinoff. That's our spinoff podcast.
Yeah, one page book. What about the wiener?
So is Tyler, the creator, Igor in this particular play?
So,
and if so, who's the Frankenstein?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if it was – I didn't know how much that – or if he was using the, like, the pop culture idea of the, like, ugly freak as, like, just like, oh, that fits what I'm thinking regardless of it being specific to the character.
I think there's definitely, like, lyrics that are, like, referencing – like I'm Igor, like my name is Igor, or like tweets, or I don't remember what, but that could definitely.
I think a lot
like
of
with the cover of it too and stuff. It's just kind of like.
He also seems to be an artist that will just put something like he maybe just likes the sound of a word.
Yeah, like a.
And we'll just slap it on something, and that'll just and it'll go from there. Like it doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot.
Yeah, I thought that like the name and the album art and the actual album just like fit together like really nicely. It's like a.
It looks very cool.
And he as being someone who's like gotten pretty big in the fashion world, he clearly like he hones in on like on aesthetic and the way things look with one another, and it's all very the intentional aesthetic. And yeah. Even though he tries to do the whole,
he's all about this.
He tries to do the whole. I don't really know or care about fashion. This is just what I like to make. But
that what he tries to do?
He tries to downplay how into fashion he is.
Literally a fashion designer,
right? But I've seen, like he has a store like right on Fairfax, and it's
I've seen brag. Matt goes down there sometimes.
I didn't even want to say that because I knew you were going to
say
that.
Say it. Yeah, sorry when I was
go there so
he
much.
Clearly
walking on Hollywood
deal.
Boulevard.
It's right there by Supreme.
Fairfax. Oh yeah, it's over there by the Del Taco. Like shut up.
Well, no, it's ours. Walk among us.
It's right by the hyper trendy like Supreme store, and like he clearly does. He's clearly downplaying. He wants to sound cool. Like, I just like making clothes.
Like,
I'm more of a seamstress.
I think he does that with his music, too, though. Just kind of like everything's kind of downplayed a little. But
then it's all very considered. Like,
I was going to say I thought the whole album kind of sounds like a collage. Like, it's got so much going on. There's even that part where there's, like, race car sound, like, racetrack sounds going through
There's some, like, laser shots. They're like, pew, pew.
Honestly, it reminds me of, like, Frank Zappa type stuff. The way that it's, like, it'll just turn on a dime and get weird for a minute.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, like, really random spots in it. And it's, like, a lot of, like, songs just, like, ending really fast.
Yeah.
And then, like, other parts, like, four songs in a song or something. Like,
this was really well received, right? On a critical level?
Yeah,
for sure. I think like also for a lot of the, and some of it good, and then some of it, I think there were people that were like, maybe some of the more mainstream reviewers who found it more palatable just because there's less rap and less like of their like the same sort of language objections that come up whenever there's a rap record in like the review circles.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were like, oh, we don't have to worry about that this time because he's like barely rapping, so we can just. This one was easier for them to like, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But here's a question I have. You're a Tyler fan. Where would you... we ask everyone this. Oh, sorry. Tyler Stan. My bad. but for real, where would you rank this record amongst the Tyler records?
Oh. Well, okay. So first of all, like, all of like Tyler's... old, like, other, everything other than like Flower Boy, like, I never really like... I guess when it first came out, when I was like, how old is I? I was like 10 years. I was like 13 when like Odd Future stuff was like happening, and I would like listen to that stuff, you know, to be cool with my friends. But like,
you probably
listening
were.
Now
probably worked.
Definitely wasn't. But yeah, like now, of course, obviously, like.
Some of the lyrics are hard.
Yeah, for sure. And it takes on a weird context, too, considering all that we know about him. Like certain words take on a whole new context with his current...
He's talking about how he would, like, drop the F slur all the time.
Yeah.
But then, like...
Precisely.
Is
bi, I guess. I think he, like, announced. So, like, that... I don't know... I know some people were like, he's just saying that so he can get away with it, which I was like, that's not how that works. but also...
I think it was a combination of being maybe just a young, kind of dumb kid and not really fully understanding the impact that might have on people's lives now that he's older and maybe has explored his own sexuality some, and he's I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, but with that in mind, like, I don't, like... It's weird because when I first heard that stuff, those lyrics didn't bother me that much. Not that it didn't bother me, but it wasn't the thing I thought about much. And it wasn't, it was totally within the norm of its, of other rap records.
Yeah.
So then now that I, like, listening to it now, it's like, oh boy. But then also now you know more about him and it changes the context from the same, you know what I mean? It makes it even more confusing.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, a lot of things have changed in the past, like, 10 years, and then he of course has also like changed a lot, and like there's obviously like all the stuff going on that would make him and all those people and like all of Odd Future have like lyrics and stuff like that. But now like he's just like, I don't know, I think it's just funny that he just like won't apologize for like any of the stuff that he's ever like said or anything. But I mean, he's just like, I don't know, the whole thing is just like really complicated. But
yeah. I think it's certainly, yeah, it's not a
and I think when you're rolling with a crew that features some people who aren't straight, you maybe think you get a pat, like, if your homie Frank Ocean isn't speaking up being a homosexual man, then it's like, well, he must get what I'm doing. Like, he must get that it's just like a shock value. I'm just like trying to sound like
South
this.
Park.
Yeah.
4chan.
Yeah.
Like, I said, no, I think that was the idea. Like, oh, haha, we said that. Like, you can't make us stop saying that. And, like, it makes you mad. And
I get a pass.
And we think it's good that you're mad.
Because my best friend is
and,
Frank
like,
Ocean.
It's okay because, like, as long as he thinks it's okay, I don't care what y'all think, I think was the general vibe. But, wait, rank the record within his records.
Oh, I mean, I like this record the most, and then, like, Flower Boy, so I don't really, like, listen to, like...
Okay, well, mainly, that was my main question, is that this one and Flower Boy, which one do you like better?
I like this one better.
Okay.
I don't know that I've heard a single note from Flower Boy. There was a time. There was a while where I didn't keep up with
notes.
What is note? What is note?
We went over this.
There was a while where I didn't keep up with really anything. Any of those folks were doing.
Those were some dark days for Matt.
Yeah, Future. There was a while I was. I completely lost track of Odd Future. I don't even know who's in it besides Earl Sweatshirt.
Is he even? Are they even?
I don't even know who else was ever in it. I don't know the names of them, except for those two that are famous.
Domogenesis. Haji Beats.
Haji, that's the one.
Left Brain.
Left Brain.
Sid the Kid.
Casey.
Sydney the Kidney.
She's the Internet.
Oh, the group, the Internet.
Yeah, she's like the leader of that.
She's the Internet.
What is the Internet?
We haven't gone over that.
There's something
yet.
Named Taco, right?
They all have. That's back to the Igor name and like some of the things that they just call albums or songs. It seems like they just pick
like
little,
Igor sounds
little
good
words yeah, that they yeah. think is sounds cool or funny, and then it's attach it to that, and then they build, like go from there. It doesn't necessarily have any meaning beyond just thinking it sounds cool or funny.
So we're gonna take a, I guess we should take a break.
Should we play a song?
That's what I'm saying. We're gonna play a song while we're breaking.
Earthquake.
Word from our sponsors.
Conchi, song you want to hear? What's the song we should play?
Oh yeah, we can listen to Earthquake or.
And then we can play another one.
We'll do Earthquake and we'll play another one at the end. He does spell it with an F though. Thoughts?
Earthquake.
Yeah. I think that's the right way to spell
one of my favorite
it.
Comedians.
Hell yeah. For real this time. Sounded okay.
Me saying what we just heard, that sounds like a good place to start.
No, well, I think it was right on the tail end of me still talking.
So,
Matt, what were we hearing just then?
Earthquake by Tyler, the Creator. From his album Igor.
Thoughts?
I'm still trying to decide how I feel about it. I'm mixed right now.
I forgot to ask Conchi this. This is one of our questions, one of our stock questions. What is the best way for someone to listen to this record? Factor in you are allowed to create a fictional situation.
Okay.
Or like a yeah, go ahead.
So my fictional situation mm-hmm. is driving around in your car.
If you can imagine this.
Let's go. But.
Space car.
No stop signs.
Oh, hell yeah.
No traffic lights.
Yeah.
And no traffic.
So the highway then.
So you
hell
just
yeah.
no traffic highway. Either. So.
But in town?
And it's a little, like it's sun setting. It's summer.
Like
and
a desolate highway? Or are you like in a city, there's just magically no lights?
And you're on another like planet.
What's the base level in this car?
Bumping?
Yeah.
Are you driving or you're riding?
You're driving, but it's on cruise control, so you don't have to like worry about
straight
like,
road.
Yeah.
Are we like slopes?
Honestly, the cruise control is the main thing. I don't have cruise control in my car. It sucks.
It's tight.
But the one time I tried it, I was like, this is so fun. You just like cruise.
I drove someone else's car, and they had automatic like slows down and paces the car in front
oh, yeah.
of you when you. Like,
so
and
it drove. It's,
and then
it's
if
a
they get
driving.
Out,
what are we talking about?
It was a Ford Explorer. But then when the car got out of the way, it goes right back and resumes cruise control. It was like it was just like riding along on steering. It was pretty
a
tight.
Lot of those cars like beep now when you like are like about to go or like if you're like
yeah,
turning.
It did all that
like,
stuff too.
That's like
it was like
so
a space
annoying.
Shuttle.
I've never.
But it would be
this.
Really. We were like renting some cars, and all of them. It was in like Toronto, I think. Like all of them, like they beep when you get closer
it's
to the
a Canadian
line.
Thing.
In Denver. That's
you were in Toronto recently.
Thing.
How was it?
It was fun. I was there for my cousin's wedding. Shout out.
Shout out?
Shout out my cousin.
But it was a shout, not a shout off.
Shout out, shout out, shout okay. on.
If I recall, Houston got a shout off?
Shout on. I like
that's
that
a
one.
New one.
Yeah, yeah. Shout ons and shout offs. Yeah. what was the best thing about Toronto? What's the food there? What's the thing that there? I've never been.
Food was good.
Fries?
Poutine.
Oh, yeah.
Poutine, yeah.
Did you get poutine?
I had some poutine, yeah.
Was
it
good?
Good? It's just like fries.
Yeah.
It's just like
stuff gravy
on it.
It's not just fries. I mean,
and
sure.
The,
but so are cheese fries.
The yeah, cheese.
It's like French fries, but you need
it's
a lot of napkins.
It's satisfying in the same way that just like cheese fries are.
That's my... Okay, go ahead.
Got a lot of bubble tea. That was fun.
What are your thoughts on bubble tea, Enoch?
Never had it. Is that the one that's got...
Pearls.
Look like, yeah, they look like
the bubbles.
Pebbles.
Fish eggs.
But do they, are they?
They have so many names.
Do they burst?
Tapioca
pearls, I thought is what they actually were called.
Tapioca pearls, fish egg, bubble.
Do they burst
boba.
Or no?
I don't
are
you
the same
can,
ones you get,
you
like,
can
the
get
place?
The ones that burst, that ones that are, you can get those.
If you really
want to
go for
it's
a
like
wild ride.
And here they call them like, here they call them like the bursting bubbles.
So what are the, okay, when I go, what is, okay.
What is boba tea?
boy, I don't think I'm coming off so good on this episode.
I don't know a lot about boba tea
about
either.
Gandalf,
really.
Boba tea, microphone,
sound.
I didn't know anything about that album that we brought up.
No, you did a good job, I think. I feel like I wanted to ask more questions about it, but what was your favorite song on the record?
I like New Magic Wand.
Damn, I wanted to ask that question because I didn't know the names of the songs.
Yeah, I like that one. I like
we'll play that one.
I
at
like
end.
This. The
yeah, for sure.
Oh wait, actually, I like the like Gone Gone. Thank you for playing one at the end. We should play that one. But yeah, I don't know. I like the story in it and stuff. I think it is really just like refreshing to have like a album do this well. That's like by. A man like in love with another man or somebody who's not just like a straight relationship. So, and yeah, I don't know. It was like,
I remember I read a quote from him.
Mm-hmm.
And they, someone said, like, it was in an interview, and they said, have you ever been in love? And he said, like, I'll answer that later. That's for the next album. I'm talking about this record. And he was like, there's a whole record about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to answer this one question.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the bubble tea.
Mm-hmm.
Are these, do they melt? Is it like a casing on them?
I think it's just tapioca, right?
What is tapioca?
It's like that gross
yeah,
pudding.
Yeah, it's like, isn't it like a grain and you like soak the grain for a while and it gets big? Like those little, like,
that might be true. I don't know.
Like
I
those little toys
it.
That you also have that, like, the
oh, like the, put a little, it's a little dinosaur and there's a big dinosaur.
Yeah.
I just know that sometimes like the bubbles. You thought you were getting a snack pack and it turned out to be like tapioca and it was like a huge letdown.
Have you had tapioca chips? Like, those, like, the little, they taste like.
So tapioca
empty.
Is an ingredient? Is that what we're discussing?
We don't know about a lot of stuff on this.
Like,
including tapioca.
Am I not knowing that, like, oh, yeah, that's a field of tapioca?
We don't know why, like, he made Frankenstein.
Is it itself something you make tapioca, or tapioca is itself a thing?
I feel like, if I had to guess, I feel like tapioca is, like, this thing that, like, exists in the world.
And you just find it, and they mine it.
And then you, like, take it out, and then...
It's a starch. I found something.
I got bad news for you.
Tapioca
Spoiler
is a
alert.
Starch.
What's a starch?
I've never had to define a starch. I don't know what
it
is.
I know. Potato?
Yes, that's one.
Well, that is,
pasta has it?
Yep.
Corn?
I want to say yeah.
I hear things being referred to as starchy.
You can make bread out of corn. Cornbread's starchy, right?
Yeah, I'm like about
What's
to go
gluten?
Into this whole bread field because I've been eating too much just like bread, and I think it's like making me just like really tired
like
during
bread
the day.
Plain?
I feel like there's like the bread that's like, you know, mixed with all the stuff, and then there's like the grain. So I feel like I need to eat more of just like the grain and like mm-hmm. less of like the mixed
preservatives.
Bread. Yeah.
It's a product of this root, cassava root.
Tapioca from the cassava
first,
root?
First thing we looked, I was wondering what the first thing we looked up would be. Oh, yeah, I knew that. It's a root. Yeah, I knew that. I did. I looked it up one time. I remember.
Yeah, it was like.
Wait, can you just like eat the root like a.
Like a carrot? It looks like a carrot. For the listener, it looks like a carrot.
or fresh gingy.
We'll put a link in the show notes.
Yeah, and here's next is the. So it looks like they do melt. Like, do they dissolve in the tea if you don't smash them?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
I do know. Like I'm gonna marbles? Get some bubble tea right after this.
No,
though.
They're not like.
They're more. If I bite it, is it gonna?
It's more of a gummy.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it's
they're
like
not
gummy.
Hard.
I think it
like
mushes
gummies.
Up.
Do they taste good, or is it just like there?
I think it's just for a fun textural.
You know,
thing.
I don't think they taste like anything. Yeah, I think you just like. It's just the texture of like eating them. I like to eat my drink. Like.
Let's all so get.
Like
let's all get bubble tea together after this.
I'm 100%
quick
down.
Break.
Are you down? I thought you like have
so
scoffed
down.
At this before.
I think he's ready.
Well, now I got to find out. I know it was gummy.
Yeah.
I thought it was like
for lack of.
I
don't
know
better.
What kind of they're just weird orbs and like at the bottom of a drink. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, they
on.
Are still.
It's but. Both of those things.
I remember one time I got a drink at the used to be a Korean grocery store around the corner from where Big Ed's is now in North Raleigh. The other Big Ed's doesn't matter who. And I was there, and they had on the picture, it was like this glass of cola and ice, and it just looked delicious. And I was like, oh, this is like a cool soda. I'm going to get this shit. And I bought it, and it was the one where you rip the lid off, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and I did that, and I drank it, and I learned that that glass was not ice. It was gelatin cubes. That were in the drink, which I would maybe be down if I knew ahead of time. But like when you don't
it
know,
was
that,
jarring.
And I thought I just drank the world's first rotten soda.
Oh,
like,
oh wait,
oh
you mean like
God.
there was like the stuff like floating in it that was
yeah.
Like
well, it, but
the
it was
gel.
Like a damn. It was a lot of there's a lot of it in there. It was the feature performance.
Was it like the aloe vera like type?
Yeah,
okay,
I think
yeah.
so. But
yeah.
I didn't know it.
I love that texture. Though,
you were just
aloe
expecting
vera
like
one.
A Coca Cola.
I just thought it was a cola, and I thought it was pictured in ice for effect. And I was like, worked.
I am thirsty.
But I don't know what that is because aloe vera it is like you're not supposed to eat like the
yeah,
stuff that comes
like
on
slime,
the leaf.
Yeah.
It's like you're not supposed to like consume it more than like a little bit. But then they have those drinks that like have it like in it. I don't understand.
I think they're lying to us.
Yeah,
Enoch
would always
or other things.
Yeah, Enoch would always bring those aloe drinks in the nice price, and I would always take a sip of it, think like giving it another chance, but I hated it.
Wait,
every
you
time.
kept getting them?
I liked them. Oh, he's like, all right, maybe this time. Nope, still hate it.
Still gross.
Thank you.
That's how I feel about watermelon. Unpopular opinion.
You don't like
the
watermelon.
Texture of it?
No, I just can't stand it.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Taste, texture, all of it.
I keep
on trying though.
That keeps coming up with people I know.
I can't do the texture.
I love
like
watermelon.
These blueberries are like hard. Like I
one
can't
one more
do
time
the
before the show's over.
Yeah.
yeah. Swish.
I can't. I don't like the cherry pop feeling in the mouth. Like
almost knocked the side off. Coming
in
hot.
I think it went into the drainage tub.
Okay, this one.
In our stew.
It's so bad.
Well,
hang on. That one was too far. That one was too short. Do one more. It'll be right in the middle.
Okay. I'm like not even thinking about it.
That's the secret.
Close. That's close.
Yeah, you don't think too much about it.
Yeah. Well,
I like watermelon. Have you ever had the watermelon milkshake at Cookout?
No.
He probably hasn't if he doesn't like watermelon.
Yeah, why did I even suggest that?
Wait. Do you don't like the taste or you don't like the
I don't
texture?
Like either.
Oh,
yeah.
Either.
Only
okay.
time I ever
we don't
eat
like
it
the texture
is to be polite when it's like served to me and I.
Like on the 4th of July at a cookout.
Yeah, they give you a huge one. Thanks.
Is someone really going to be
misery the whole time?
I was at a party and they had like watermelon soup and it was, I was like, ugh, I don't want to be rude. I ate like half
seeds.
Of it.
You ate the watermelon soup.
You ate the rind and everything. Pith, rind, the whole thing. I love watermelon and the milkshake is crazy because it is not good, and the pieces of water, there's chunks of watermelon in it, and when you eat it, it is what I assume frozen styrofoam.
It's kind of unlike any other thing I've ever eaten. Like, there's nothing else quite like that.
It's kind of like any other thing.
No, I said it's not like any
other. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad.
I had a watermelon mezcal slushy drink one time that I enjoyed.
Well, what kind of slushy?
Watermelon and mezcal.
Mezcal is tequila?
Like smoked tequila, basically. Yeah.
I hate it.
You can smoke.
It's like the difference between like bourbon and scotch. You know, scotch is smoky. Because they like burn the agave plants or something like that. Some people love it.
It's like, yeah.
I'm not a fan of mezcal or watermelon, but you put them together.
Yeah,
it works.
Weird. Yeah, you seem to be disliking both. You're like, this slushy was on point, though.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
All right. Conchi, thoughts on watermelon?
Oh, I love watermelon. I was about to buy one this morning, but
just didn't, man.
They got away from you.
You gotta have like another person there to like hold the watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Did you? What's your method for picking them out? Do you knock?
I'll play the tablas.
After I bust out a sweet lick on them,
but I don't know.
Did you bring little mallets? What, Matt? You have a method? Method to your madness?
What are you supposed to do?
No, I usually just buy them I don't.
Pre-picked out.
Yeah. Or like pre.
This is the best
sliced.
Oh, whoa. Or you pay people to slice your fruit.
Or
wow,
from like
Matt's got
from
money.
The from watermelon. From the watermelon. From Harris Cedar.
Matt's got fruit slice money. I didn't know that.
I got a guy.
Can I get one slice of watermelon and pound of
former past guest Richie Reno taught me a good snack. You get like a slice of watermelon and you shave coconut on it like for like a little bit and then eat that.
Okay.
Really tasty.
Everybody tells you to knock on it and that if you thump it, depending on the sound, that indicates how much centered it is, I guess. Because you don't want a hollow inside and that lets you know it's supposed to be good if it like sounds nice and like
do y'all do the like sound effects on the show? You should like edit in some like watermelon. Like this is
only
the
gnat sound of somebody thunking on a watermelon at like the grocery store or something.
This is the correct one.
Well, if you need a sound bite for a perfect water drop sound, then you can
record the Tyler the Creator sound effects machine.
So you said it was maybe your favorite one. And you said you should listen to it on another planet on the highway on cruise control. We're going to listen to another song.
I agree
song.
With that.
We're going to listen to another song as we close out. But before we close out, do we have any plugs? Anything we want? Oh, I was going to discuss. I went and saw Dwight Yoakam at the Carolina Theater the other day. And I just wanted to say that it was great. It was the third best Dwight Yoakam show I've ever seen.
Of how many?
Eight.
Third best of eight.
That's and the first one I saw him at the Ryman. my first one, but my number one ranking show was at the Ryman, which is where they have the Grand Ole Opry. That was an amazing show. And then the second best one was the first time I ever saw him, which might be just because it was the first time I saw him, and it was also a long time ago, so he was his youngest.
Is that the one where you knocked off his hat?
I didn't knock off his hat. It's not true. For the listener, I didn't knock his hat off.
Was he distracted during his performance this time because he looked out in the crowd and saw you, and that's that son of a bitch that knocked my hat off?
No, he didn't. I wish he had seen me.
Where does Hopscotch rank in that? 8?
That was probably 5. So basically what I was saying is 3rd is actually good, very, very good, because the top 2 I'm probably never going to shift unless, like, he legit, like,
what made this one so
does
dope?
A personal show and does, like, requests from me. he talked
well, that'll never happen after the fucking hat incident.
But here's the thing, I didn't knock his hat off. Like, it's not like, anyway. Also, he's a Blueberry fanatic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because a friend of mine, Sarah Getzinger, shout out to Sarah, or I guess Sarah, what do we change her last name to?
I don't
know. It doesn't matter who.
Daughter of the King of the Jungle.
Shout out to Doug. I guess she's the Princess of the Jungle.
Whoa.
That was by, if you follow the hierarchy.
Sure.
Of monarchical whatever. She worked at Hopscotch, worked with Hopscotch, doing things where you
hospitality.
Help out. Hospitality. And she did his stuff, and I was like, what did he get? And the main thing she remembered was
the
he
writer.
Got tons of blueberries.
Hey.
He's vegan. And I knew that.
He has his assistants toss him into his mouth from across
the room. I bet they get it every time.
Yeah.
But there's probably one person that's all they do.
I will never be Dwight Yoakam's assistant.
Put your elbow at it.
I need you
work on it. You never know.
Question related to that.
Yeah.
He has a biscuit brand, right?
This is correct. Bakersfield's biscuits.
Are they vegan? It's like a butter.
Interesting question.
I would assume no. And they also did like chicken nuggets for a while that were like boot shaped.
Wait, these are Dwight
Chicken
Yoakam's
boots.
Yeah, if I
biscuits?
Recall the way that went down is there was a company making these things and they partnered with him as like the brand ambassador. But he told a story about, I guess I didn't know this story at all. It's kind of amazing. So Merle Haggard was on his like first kind of tour, is playing around California, and there was a couple that were big fans and they had offered them a place to stay. They had like a big ranch and they're like, come stay at our ranch. You and the band can stay here for free. And we'll cook you breakfast in the morning. And he's like, sure, fine.
Biscuits.
So they were kind of insistent. So Merle and the band stays there. They wake up the next morning, and the wife of the household made a great breakfast and then was like, hey, I want to play you a song that I wrote. And in Dwight's version of the story, Merle was like, oh, so here's the price for breakfast. Like, this is going to be great. And then she played the song, From Now On, All My Friends Are Going to Be Strangers, which is like Merle Haggard's first big hit. And he named his band The Strangers because of the song.
Wow.
And unbeknownst to me, and at the time, Merle, her name was Liz Anderson. She wrote that song, and she wrote a couple of other big songs. And her had, like, later in life became a songwriter. And that's how he got a hold of those songs and became, and, like, some of his first huge hits. And her daughter is Lynn Anderson, whose biggest hit is Rose Garden. You know that song?
I never promised you.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a Rose Garden. Anyway, and I was like, that's crazy. I didn't know any of this. And he told all that, like, in a short brief in between.
I was getting all confused. What is your event?
Right now. August 9th, we're going to have our second Becoming With show at Wicked Witch. So I don't know if this will be out before then.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
with no ability to actually make it happen. But yes.
Yeah, and we have a person from New York coming, Cyanide. They're a really cool DJ. And then a bunch of back-to-back sets with people here, and it's like 18 up, and gonna make the space look like really cool. So gonna be kind of.
And what was the? How could someone?
Oh, Becoming With. So that's the new ish project, kind of collective thing happening here. So
do you have like a? Is there any links we can we can put
at Becoming With WITH
on Twitter?
We got
Instagram?
Facebook, Instagram.
You name it.
name
all the,
it.
All
TikTok.
The ones.
Those
LinkedIn.
SoundCloud.
What is TikTok?
We'll put up radio shows soon.
Okay, I don't know what TikTok is. I'm glad you asked that. What's TikTok?
TikTok is fun.
I believe it. What is it?
TikTok's like, you know.
Is it similar
you
to Vine?
Some stuff.
Similar.
But you can make them, like, longer.
Okay.
And, like, can do, like, or stuff, and it's all just like music based. So
it's someone was saying it's like karaoke.
You can do karaoke to anything.
Okay. Well, I thought like I, good point. So the way someone had explained it to me was that it was like, oh no, like you can have all these songs and you can like you like sing along, like make your own music video.
You can create miniature music videos.
Yeah.
It would be kind of tough to do a karaoke video before you had the song written.
That's true. I can hang my hat on that. That at least I knew that you can't karaoke a song that doesn't exist yet.
Right.
These are existing songs, though.
Right. I know, we were discussing my confusion earlier about the music video.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When I was not understanding. All right, so...
That was so long ago.
We'll report back on the next episode.
This, like, podcast is, like, in a different dimension of time. I'm still trying to understand, like, the stuff about, like, y'all talk about things that, like, is coming up now, but people are going to listen to it this time.
Yeah, I mean, my other question I wanted to know is what you think of this podcast.
Yeah, so this podcast, I listened to it a couple of times, and it's pretty funny.
What should we work on?
I would add sound effects.
We're gonna do that this time.
Yeah, I would like.
Need a sound. Yeah, Baba Booey needs
add
a
soundboard.
I bet Baba Booey does have
and
a soundboard.
I would have more games. Y'all should do like different like kind of games for each one. So like, so other podcasts will have something like what's it called?
Like Rock Pipe.
We did play a game.
A game food, like Rock
food,
Pipe.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. Oh, yeah, or like...
They'll have, like, swipe left, swipe right on, like, these little things.
We've done little things.
Let's do, Matt, read the last text you sent.
The last text I sent?
Yep.
I can't even find my phone.
It was from Nathan Price, or to Nathan Price.
And you said?
Shout out, Nathan.
Shout out.
Let me know when y'all are done. And I said, word.
Okay, that sucked. We need a better game. Country, that game sucked.
This is not my game.
Oh, okay.
She just doesn't want
to. Matt, what's the last Google you searched?
What is tapioca?
Damn it. Okay, foiled again. I'll think on this. I like this idea. More games. So we're going to go eat some tapioca. We're going to think of some game ideas.
We're going to suck tapioca pearls through a straw.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get it with a spoon and sort of see if I can figure it out.
Maybe like you like describe a picture or something and then like you know.
So one person.
But we have to figure out something that's like. The listeners can get.
So are you
yeah,
be
nothing
on the
nothing too
often?
Visual based.
I can come up with a game, but I don't know if I'm going to be on the podcast again.
More of a behind the scenes role.
That's a hard pass from Conchi on being on the podcast again.
You said you'd help Luke with the editing stuff, so that could be.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely down to help with the editing.
Yeah, I mean after RIP Ally B, and
it's
now
RIP Ally B, Ally B, L I P. Live in peace.
Live in peace.
Live in power.
Yeah. And now it's Conchi RIP.
Conchi RIP.
So sad.
I'm not much of a talker, and I'm also not very, like, comedic.
I think this has been great.
That was funny.
Yeah, that thing you just said was funny.
Sick.
All right. All right, so the record is Igor by Tyler, the Creator. We'll see you next year at King's, and we're going to play you out. What's the song?
And August 9th at Wicked Witch.
August 9th at Wicked Witch.
Of this year, to be clear.
Of this year, of 2019.
There's only one plug for next year so far.
Actually, you know what, listeners, if you want us to plug something for next year, let us know. I don't want any of this year's plugs, but if you've got something up next year, let me know and I'll plug it. And we're going to play Gone Gone. Slash, thank you.
Yes.
Oh, what do they call in the UK? What do they call slash something funny?
Oh, boy, I don't know. Swoosh. Lori?
Swoosh.
Yeah. I think it's like stroke or something.
They do things a little different over there.
What do
Cross
they
the
call
pond.
Slash.
Flats.
Slash. In the.
UK. I'm at the edge of my seat.
This is a new
For
game.
Listener,
too.
I'm saying the Google. I'm doing. Stroke.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
It's a gone, gone, stroke,
apparently
thank you.
Apparently me saying stroke became a wee thing somehow, but all right. So Gone, Gone, Stroke, Thank You by Tyler, the Creator. And we'll see you soon.
Until then, live in peace.
Thanks.
up off the roof into the mirror. Felt like summer to my December. Was it my August? Shit, I don't remember. 2, 3, go. I know my temperature was set. You finally flew south to Burgundy, the nest so comedic. At least I had it. Instead of never. Or maybe I'm too dramatic. 2, 3, go. Whether it's rain or shine, I know I'm fine for now. My love's gone. My love's gone. My love's gone. Oh, gone. Oh, this is just a dream that I can't seem to wake up from.
Secrets, nigga. I'm not bitter or nothing. I understand that everybody making a choice according to plan. And we had two different blueprints, but understood and fluent. You opened up early on. I thought I had a permit. We started building the bridge and turned it into a fence. Then my building got tore down all because of your new tenant. I'll just buy some new shit. Never down with a lease. You never lived in your truth. I'm just happy I lived in it. But I finally found peace. So peace.
I hate wasted potential. That shit crushes your spirit. It really does. It crushes your soul.
Thank you.
Well, I will say that generally the better someone is at music and the more they know about how it works, generally their songs get worse. So, like,
I think I understand what you're trying to say. Yeah, you're wording
like,
it
they get
in an
so
odd
set
way.
Up in the idea of sound. They're like, oh no, but look, I made it sound exactly like this.
And
like,
so if you
it's
know
like,
how
yeah, but you forgot to actually make it be a song I wanted to hear.